joining us from Colorado Clays, Colorado's premier shooting establishment, is J.R. Pierce. Good morning, J.R.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
How are you doing today?
Doing very well, Terry. Actually, fortunate enough to be involved in a little fishing tournament, so really enjoying that for a change.
I think you're just playing hooky is what's going on, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to make you jealous here.
Yeah, I know, I know. Hey, you know, seriously, though, Colorado Clays offers somebody, no matter what discipline of shooting you do, you've got the rifle and pistol range that we talk about so much that are incredible. You've got the shotgun patterning, and then you've got skeet, trap, and I think you've got training trap and wobble trap. I may be leaving something out or getting one wrong, but you really have something for every discipline. So you really get to see and interact with a variety of shotgun shooters, don't you?
Yeah, Terry. So we have tens of thousands of our Colorado Outdoors folks come out and visit us every year. And yes, a wide variety of people, a wide variety of reasons they come to Colorado Clays, because we do serve everyone for pretty much anything they need, but also see a very wide variety of firearms and have accumulated a lot of knowledge as far as what guns work and how and what people's opinions of are.
And the next few weeks, we're actually going to cover different aspects of shooting. And today we're going to kind of dive into shotguns and maybe not tell you which one to buy, but kind of give you some ideas about what the advantages and disadvantages are. And people are going to buy shotguns for waterfall hunting. They're going to buy them for turkey hunting. They're going to buy them for upland game hunting. They're going to buy them for self-defense. And of course, they're going to buy them for just recreational shooting and competitive shooting like clays, sporting clays and trap and skeet. So you really have to understand what you're going to use the shotgun for, don't you?
Yeah, Terry, that's really the first question a person needs to ask is, what do I have a specific use for this gun? Am I looking for a gun that will cover many different things, as you mentioned, home defense, hunting, recreational, competitive, and then make your decision based on what you think you will be using the firearm for. Very important before you pull the trigger, so to speak, on making a purchase.
Let's kind of go through some of the different shotguns. Probably the simplest is a break action shotgun, and those could be a single barrel, an over-under, a side-by-side. And like when I was young, I started with a single shot break action shotgun. That was my first shotgun. Do you still see a lot of those? And what are the advantages and disadvantages?
Well, yeah, Terry. So being a clay shooting establishment like we are, we do see lots of break guns. And, you know, a break gun is literally how it functions. So generally at a point about a third of the way up from the back of the gun to the front, with the push of a release lever, the firearm will literally break open on a hinge point, exposing the barrels on one side and the firing pin or pins on the other. And this is really the most simple and reliable type of gun. Break guns will come in many versions, from single barrel, double barrel, like you said, meaning over and under where the barrels are stacked, and side-by-side types. Now, most of the modern single barrel ones are kind of trap specific guns. And although they can be used for hunting and different things, the lack of magazine capacity, or being limited to one shot makes them more specific to the trap shooting world. Some of the older single barrel ones, were just the simplicity and how they did things. And although they will work, they won't keep up with the modern, single barrel guns as far as, just being accurate and easy to use. The side-by-side type shotgun, Terry, is mostly noticed that more of a nostalgic type thing. So a lot of the folks, you know, want to go on the European hunts, got to have a side-by-side. And they're very usable, but they are inherently less accurate, if you can use that word, on a shotgun for many reasons. Largely, the sight picture, meaning when you're looking down the barrel stacked side-by-side, is a big hindrance in your sight picture. And then the way the gun is held, due to the way the barrels are stacked, it is not nearly as comfortable and natural going into the shoulder. So although they will work, they are kind of limited. You do, every now and again, you'll see them, especially in the movies, one of the side-by-side sawed-off. And some people just like the look of that. and think that's cool for home defense, but it's really kind of a limited thing. The over and under style, now those are fantastic guns. They are very simple. They are very accurate, customizable, but they're not as easy to cross uses with, meaning they're not so much designed to be a multifunction gun. Most of the over-unders are going to be for shooting clay targets or hunting, something to that effect. They can be used for home defense. They will cross over, but they are bigger and bulkier and harder to get down to a usable size for home defense. So the over-under out of the break-action guns is really the best choice, and particularly if you're going to be shooting clays for recreation, competition, or hunting.
Yeah, and you've got to remember, if you use it for hunting, you're going to be limited to two shells, which in some cases isn't an issue, but they are probably the number one choice for shooting clays. How about the one that I see is probably the most popular with beginners for good reason, and that's the pump?
Yeah, so the pump, and that really, the for people who may or may not be familiar, all of the mechanical motions, such as opening and closing the action, cycling rounds from the magazine into the chamber, are achieved by the operator of the firearm sliding the forearm of the gun back towards the stock of the gun and forward again towards the front of the gun in that familiar pumping motion, thus the name pump. Now, many types and styles with many applications ranging from the home defense, hunting, recreational, competitive, are available. And pump-action shotguns are known for being very reliable due to the simplicity of their design. They tolerate, you know, dirty and extreme environments well, which the hunters really like. You can get by with less cleanings and still have the gun function very well. One thing, and we've talked about this, Terry, one of the costs of that is you do need to manually cycle the gun between shots. So if there's any issue with that, sometimes you can get a short cycle. And I think anybody who's used a pump has seen that. When you're wadded up with clothes hunting, get in a hurry, don't pay attention, you can actually do a short cycle and not eject around and screw up a shot sequence. Now, the pump gun probably is one of the most versatile platforms out there. And what I mean by that, Terry, is you can buy one of the base pump guns, and you can have a hunting barrel, meaning a barrel that has removable and interchangeable chokes, which, you know, is good if you're going to be patterning for turkeys or waterfowl. Now, you can also, with the simple spin of a nut, put on a rifled barrel for, say, shooting slugs at deer. You can spin on and put a barrel that has a very short barrel for home defense. And the stocks come in a variety of configurations, too, some with pistol grips, some will fold, some will retract. And this is very handy because you can literally go from the shooting range or from the field hunting back home, fold your stock, put on a short barrel, and have a pistol grip home defense gun. And this is a very economical way to have multiple guns with multiple uses in one package. A lot of them have lots of different sight mounts and options. And I think one of the really big things to consider, too, with the pump, Terry, is as other guns go, they are very affordable. So if your budget is a consideration in the purchase, definitely look at that pump gun.
Well, and I like the pump gun for a couple reasons. You mentioned one, reliability. They're just, other than, of course, the break action is pretty simple, but of all the multiple action guns with magazines, the pump action, just if you cycle it right, it's going to work and it's reliable. Second of all, I see a lot of new hunters, we're going to talk about a semi-auto one here in a minute, a lot of new hunters will fire that second shot without getting their sight picture back. When you have to pump the gun between shots, it forces you to bring the gun back into your sight picture, and I think it makes you a better shooter in the long run, even if you eventually go to a different gun. And like you said, the cost there, you can get into them reasonable. Some of the best names, and by the way, we're not sponsored by any particular shotgun company. We're doing this as general as possible, but you can get into the pump gun for probably a really good, reliable one for the lowest point on your budget. What about the semis?
Well, Terry, the semi-automatics, as far as that gun, with the exception of manually opening the chamber, yourself, all of the mechanical operations of that firearm, meaning the opening and closing of the chamber, rounds cycling from the magazine to the chamber and so forth, are achieved either by springs or by converting the energy created by the discharge of the firearm into these, you know, mechanical motions. And, you know, although the modern semi-autos are much more reliable than older generations, they are not generally considered to be quite as reliable as the break action and pump types of guns. Semis also have a great variety of models and applications available, but generally with a higher price point than the pump for similar uses. Now, one great benefit of the semi-auto is less felt recoil versus other types, because as we said, that energy that is developed during a shot is used to cycle the gun rather than coming straight through the firearm to the operator. So although very customizable, the quick change can be more complicated depending on the model of semi you have. So you should really check that out before you move on. A good gunsmith can certainly tell you a wealth of information with a simple phone call. Again, Terry, the real benefit of the semi-auto is the fact that even though you're not forced to necessarily slow down your shot, you're also not going through that big mechanical motion with your arm that can pull the gun off the target. So do the benefits outweigh, you know, the pros outweigh the cons? That's going to be up to the individual. But semis nowadays are a very good choice as well. Just like, say, slightly more expensive and maybe not quite as customizable for multiple applications.
Last thing before we run out of time, a lot of people have hand-me-down shotguns. Grandpa had one, Dad had one. Some of them are even bolt action, which I don't think you hardly see that you can buy new anymore. You may. And some of them are break action, but you have to be very careful before you take those out in the field or even shoot them the first time, don't you?
Yeah, Terry. And, you know, as I was just saying, and with any gun, if you're not sure about the function, if it's something you inherited or purchased, you know, secondhand, certainly the very best thing to do is to get a qualified gunsmith to check the gun out. Now, as far as the bolt action guns, yes, we do see them, but they are not set up to be as usable as the more modern guns. They will function, and a person can get used to using them. Don't necessarily not recommend them, but if you're going to spend any money, you would be better off buying a used, more modern, higher-level gun than an older bolt gun, because you could real easily be disappointed. They are very slow, they're heavy, and inherently tough to work with.
And the last comment I want to make, and that's about the fact that older guns, a lot of them weren't designed for the new shot. You know, we've got lead shot being replaced by heavy metals and steel in a lot of our hunting applications especially. And a lot of guns just aren't designed to handle that. And you really need to find out if that gun can handle those types of shot before you even attempt to shoot them.
Absolutely, Terry. And we do see a lot of that. And pretty much without fail, any of those old bolt type guns we were talking about are going to have a barrel with a fixed choke, not designed for steel ammo. And even some of the other, even more modern guns that have a fixed only choke, you really got to be careful and make sure those barrels were made for use with steel. And again, if there is any question, find a qualified person to make that decision for you.
We are out of time, but if people want more information, by the way, we do need to cover chokes. I think we'll work that into 2 weeks from now when we cover this again. And I think that's probably almost a segment by itself when people are trying to make decisions. But if people want more information, they want to get a hold of you, how do they do it, JR?
Give us a call, 303-659-7117, or go to our website, coloradoclays.com. Look us over, take the virtual tour. See what our facility looks like. And again, by all means, come see us, Terry. We'd love to have you.
All right, my friend, go ahead and do your fishing thing.
Thank you, my friend. I'll send you pictures.
Yeah, you always do. JR from Colorado. JR from Colorado Clays. Great people, just great people. We're going to continue helping you pick out guns over the next few weeks, talking about it. Speaking of helping you, our dog trainer, Ben Garcia, is going to be on. We're going to start helping you with your dog training questions right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors.